Time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm Brian Morris, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Brian.
And Regina, the U.S. hasn't launched any manned space flights since the space shuttle program ended in 2011, but that could be about to change after the SpaceX capsule was launched and was able to successfully dock with the International Space Station.
That's right. So this past weekend was pretty exciting for SpaceX, which is sort of leading the way in terms of commercial flights into space. And so this past weekend, they successfully demonstrated that they were able to launch their Crew Dragon capsule into space, and it docked with the International Space Station successfully. And it's scheduled to come back later this week on Friday, and it'll land in the Atlantic. And that will be the completion of their demo mission to show that they are able to do this in preparation for hopefully sending astronauts later this summer.
Will they be able to recover this capsule, or is it, how does that work?
Not only the capsule will come back, but also one interesting thing that SpaceX is doing is they're actually having recoverable rockets so that the first stage of the rocket that actually sends the capsule up into space actually comes back and lands on the Earth so that it's reusable. And this is one interesting thing that SpaceX has been trying to do to sort of reduce the overall costs of sending people into space by creating reusable rockets.
And so these folks are working in conjunction with NASA, I take it, right?
That's right. So basically, NASA realized that, the costs of sending people into space are just, extremely high. And so there were a lot of commercial entities out there that were interested in sort of helping out with this. And so it seems like it's a nice partnership between NASA and these various commercial endeavors that are trying to sort of solve this problem.
Also, Regina, a Japanese spacecraft recently paid a very short visit to an asteroid. It was just long enough so that they could extract some material from the surface of that asteroid. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's right. This is a mission called Hayabusa 2 by the Japanese Space Agency. And they've sent Hayabusa to orbit near a near-Earth asteroid to learn about this asteroid. And also this past weekend, they actually touched down very, very briefly on the asteroid, like you said, and shot a little bit of a projectile into it so that they could collect parts of the asteroid in terms of the dust that actually shot back up. And they're planning to return this asteroid dust to Earth so that we can analyze it very carefully.
Also, Regina, another group of Japanese astronomers think they've detected an intermediate mass black hole. That's something that's never been seen before. And they were able to detect it because of the strange behavior of a gas cloud in space.
So this is pretty exciting news. We know a lot about supermassive black holes. So these are black holes with masses of millions to billions times the mass of our sun. But how those supermassive black holes are formed is not really well known. And one of the thoughts is that you need to form smaller black holes, what we call intermediate mass black holes, and they would merge together to form larger ones. Well, we haven't yet found these kind of crucial links, these intermediate mass black holes. So this discovery is very exciting if it holds up and it really does turn out to be an intermediate mass black hole. This would be very exciting. And it also happens to be very near, about 20 light years away from the supermassive black hole at the center of the Milky Way. So it's likely that this is actually going to be falling into our supermassive black hole and merging with it sometime in the future.
Dr. Regina Jorgensen is Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Regina, thanks, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.